and it's like, shark!
Yeah.
One of your eyes expresses itself.
It's still asleep.
I have included in that it should be awake yet.
Your Mark Caro office. Mark Caro.
I didn't see her fall.
Oh, woman, get up.
Okay, you pick up.
I'm just trying to pull you along. Look at my mother.
Oh, that's good to hit one of
those. She fell on the floor. And I fell on top of her.
You were dragging her. She got you dragging.
Oh, look at the floor. It's absolutely beautiful.
You're supposed to go like this.
The trouble is my shoes go slithering.
Oh, give up! I'm crazy drunk! Give me your arm.
Oh, how do you break your neck?
Oh, you give up somehow! You got me!
Oh, I love down here.
That's
a different perspective from this place. I see now why Debbie always hangs by.
Derek.
Why are we just joining the floor? I haven't eaten yet, neither. I couldn't get you up. Come here, put your feet
Mary, no.
Over here. Step on my feet.
When this thing was playing yesterday, that thing that sticks out, that piece of tape that sticks out, when you sit there
and you watch. It's like a little
fish. No, not like a little fish. It looks like a snake. You know, the head of a snake bubbling when the music is going down back and forth, just like that.
A cobra.
A cobra. That's right.
Singing cobra.
Yeah.
You know where the...
Oh, me.
Your key's in here, Lisa.
My cup isn't.
No.
Did you watch him? What was going on?
You
heard it?
She didn't
see
it,
it was even worse.
Yeah, it sounded
delightful. Her hair brown now.
Oh, did you get your wings taken off?
Yeah.
Oh, what did she do? But did she brush it with something?
It's a dye. She says my natural hair color is ash, dark ash blonde. Oh, that's blonde! I said, you mean this is blonde? She says, no, this is blonde. So, it's what it came after these. I said, why don't you dye it, man?
Ash blonde.
Is my natural color here? I said, no, it must be reddish. So it's got a lot of red in it.
What Matt has.
No.
She calls things by the wrong name.
That's what she calls it.
Okay, now.
That's the name of the color?
It does have a reddish.
Yeah.
Lightish tinge on it. Rachel's hair. Rachel's hair.
Oh, Rachel. Yeah, very kind of tawny.
But,
No, Rachel's just kind of reddish.
Cold black. Yeah, I've always wanted a person with cold black hair.
It's just black, absolutely black.
Judith is a light brown, like Deborah was, isn't she? Uh-huh.
Well, here we see a lot of real cold black hair kids because the Italian.
Yeah, but Kenny has cold black hair. Yeah. But he was a blonde when he was a baby.
Huh.
Well, he has a blue and a black inside, right?
Well, I'll say a prayer now. Poor little Myrtle, who lost all her hair.
Darn little lamb. Well, we're sticking out.
Morning.
We must temper the winds to the shorn lamb.
My ears. I had to get me a hat to put on my ears.
Oh, you should see Maridol's hat.
Did you get an ear hat? An ear hat? I'm both hats for the head, except for an ear
hat. Well, I never wear a hat. I mean, that's the funny part of it. When it's funny below, I don't need a hat.
Well, New York is... Well, Chicago was the windy city, didn't you?
On you.
Oh, look at that! Isn't that adorable? basket. Put it on.
It's like a money bag, too.
You well, you can do all kinds of things.
I can imagine. Huh? Use it as a feed of women.
Who is that like? In the Middle Ages, the
guy from Pooh Bear or something.
No, the alchemist. The alchemist.
You can make it like a turban. You know, everything up here like a turban.
Isn't that beautiful? Where'd you get it?
A place that you've never deigned to go in, though.
Climb?
You've been.
You put paper in it, as what woman said up here, you know, and make it. You can make it high here if you want to.
And if you let it hang back,
but,
like
it feels so good in my ears. That's what I get. We can let your hair out, I suppose.
It's so soft.
Yeah, isn't it? It's Angora.
It's from Italy.
Made in Italy.
Where did she get it? Why don't somebody tell me?
Across from Macy's. You know that store? It's an outlet store.
Yeah. Everything is all piled up.
I saw a girl with something similar to this.
It's made in Italy.
Honey,
watch the
fabric
on the suit.
Isn't it? It's so soft.
And it's so warm.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Meryl also bought a pair of the most wonderful socks that are soft as silk.
Socks?
Stockings.
Wool socks made of nylon. I'm cold in
wool
this dance.
Made
this could go and get me a long suit of red underwear.
I think they don't sell them. They sell them in all the ski shops, and they charge about 3 times as much as for Hawaii underwear.
Why red?
It's the same.
No,
you put on your long red.
No,
clothes.
They're actually red.
They used
I know.
To be,
well,
used to
they
be
have
cheap, and farmers used to wear them. You know, I don't know. There was something like overalls. You bought them very cheap, and they were red. I don't know why.
I bet they dyed many a tub full of washing in gay color. Because you know. Stuff that was red until the last few years ran.
Well, I don't know. It had been something, you know, it was not
it
absolute
have, wasn't
red.
It wasn't sort of washed out. Maybe it was the natural color.
It was a heavy cotton something in it.
Well,
it never dyed.
Maybe it came off a red sheet? Gravel.
Well, I'm so mad at those brassieres. They have done this twice now. They say 38. And this is, it fits all, it's so tight. I can't get it fastened.
Oh.
They say 38, and then there's something else.
Huh. Maybe you've expanded to bigger and better things.
No, I've done the opposite. But I don't know, they have.
Extent pluralism in the party, and versus bureaucracy. At the last at our last meeting here, we rejected the resolution on democratic centralism, was that right? Democratic centralism as itself in the party is the best way of organizing our party. But by making democratic centralism does not mean that it has to be complete leadership from the top without open discussion with the party members and so on like that. And it doesn't mean that of bureaucracy. That's what exists in the party, which, in my opinion, discredited. I think the Congress, too, that bureaucracy was the reason of the discrediting of democratic centralism. And that now, and instead of doing away with bureaucracy, what we're trying to do is do away with democratic centralism. I think a Marxist party based on democratic centralism, a democratic party, would be a good thing, and that what we should first do is do away with bureaucracy in the party, and then we would have a clearer idea of what democratic centralism really is. And I think that there should be a panel or a discussion on these here points. And then the second point is the question of the work in the trade union. To a great extent, in a number of the unions where we had a lot of influence in the past, our work was not in the right direction. We made some severe mistakes in our relationship to non-party people. And instead of trying to build all the time the United Front and to involve more and more people within this within the trade union movement, and that our party members made mistakes in these unions, which had a tendency to isolate them, and to a great extent, which brought about the crisis that exists today. And I think that we should have a complete review of our approach to these other people within the trade unions and to our work, our own conduct within these here unions, and our ways of working in the unions. And the same thing takes place with our work and our relationship and our approach to the Negro movement in this country, the Negro Liberation Movement, and what has taken place today. There's a tremendous movement amongst the Negro people for equality and against discrimination and for full-fledged citizenship. And we are not playing the important role that we should be playing in relation to the tremendous amount of work that our party has done in the Negro movement in the past. We have, we can cite the different issues which we rallied the people of the country, and in the past 20 years, the United Socialist Movement in this country. There's been a lot of ideas thrown out on this, and there's ideas that of liquidating the party and forming a broader movement. It's my opinion that the best contribution that we can make towards such a strong socialist movement in this country is the building and the strengthening of the party itself with a strong communist party and a correct approach to other socialist groups who might not see eye to eye with us on all these other problems, that we can then we'll then be in a position to influence and strengthen such a movement, a broader socialist movement. But by liquidating the party itself, we most certainly aren't going to make any contribution towards a stronger Marxist socialist movement in this country. I can't see where it's going to help. But by strengthening and building the party, and a new kind of party that is eliminating the mistakes and weaknesses and that we have had in the past, and a new approach, that we'll be able to make a bigger contribution towards that. And that is also includes the future role of the party. I have that down as the next point. And then also, like Jim has brought out here, the question of the role of the worker and the daily worker. And this discussion's taking place of liquidating the papers, or to some extent making changes there and organizationally, maybe eliminating the paper and starting a new paper of some kind. I can't see that either. I think that we should eliminate the weaknesses and strengthen the party and the paper, and to have a larger circulation than what we have at the present time. And those who get out and contact the masses in getting new subscriptions and billing the paper find out that it is possible to build a worker as it exists today, that there are new subscriptions coming in. And if we get to the people and find ways and means of getting to them, that we can build a paper as it exists, and a better paper will have more of an appeal to the workers. But that don't necessarily say that we shouldn't maybe also work towards having eventually having a broader paper at the same time. But at least we have this voice amongst the people, that we don't eliminate that. Is very little, and there's been very little in the past year, maybe a couple of years, of real Marxist education. But getting down into some of the Marxist books, a lot of these answers that we're looking for today, question of democratic centralism and organizational problem, we can find in the classics of Marxism. I think that we should definitely go back to that without some form of theory, without some basis of this education giving us a perspective and a clearer understanding of the road we're going to travel. We can't make any headway. Some of the things that we've condemned, the question of the terms of Marxism, of theory without practice is blind, and practice without theory is blind, and theory without practice is what is that? Something else. But I mean, that's one of the, what they call it, cliches. It's an evident truth that we can't get away from. I don't care. All scientists, there are certain basic laws governing, regardless of what science you look at, and it's these laws that govern the science that you're working in, the when you apply it. And it's this same approach that we have to have. Marxism is a science. Our movement is a scientific movement. Without this guiding theory, we can't travel ahead. It's impossible. We haven't had this of whether it's right or whether it's wrong. Whether we see it as right or whether we see it as wrong. How we look at it from our point of view as a Marxist American, United States Marxist Party, how we view their approach and their policies, then we should discuss it in that way and offer something which would be more constructive. Pravda, one of the papers over there, condemned baseball in this country. And because they condemned it over there, we condemned baseball here. Now, if there's anything that was ridiculous to me, I couldn't see it at the time because it's a tremendous national sport in this country. I think it has more followers than any other sport. And it might be a number of the things they said. The last point has to deal with, the second one. How can the party, as the most advanced section of the working class, organize the workers against this exploitation and super exploitation and for the road to socialism? This we discussed a little while ago, and that is brought out that if we dissolve the party, regardless of what we do, there is an advanced section of the working class in this country. That is today what's made up of the party. If the party is dissolved, there will be some form of party of this advanced section of the working class. They're bound to. History compels those workers who can see ahead to form together into some organization and to struggle for their benefit. So I think if we come around to a discussion and putting the question on a more positive light, then we can, how our party, as the most advanced section of the working class, can organize the workers against this super exploitation, that is, that we're already formed into a party, and how we can strengthen this here advanced group instead of finding ways and means of eliminating it. And the last point, another point that I have here, I think there's a lot more there should be, but this last one is the question of the struggle for peace in this country and organizing the peace forces and working towards a program which has been to a certain extent neglected. There is a tremendous amount of peace sentiment in the country, and I don't think that we're discussing it in a way which we're offering much of a contribution towards it. Where we get our clubs into a collective group, and that we have more participation, or broader participation on the part of the members in the club towards discussion, and once we can overcome that problem, then our activities and our work in the unions and the different mass organizations becomes much better too. We involve other people in the work. We find ways and means of of having working collectively with non-party people. And unless we can find a solution in the club, we can't find a solution in the party as a whole.
See if we can get all the members to a club meeting. I don't think that we've ever had a meeting with all the club members present.
No.
The six of us and Bill comes once in a while, and that's about all.
That discusses Foster's article. In this PA, there's a summary of all the articles from the past year that has to deal on the back page. That has to deal with
the solution is presented for our discussion. The resolutions committee of the national committee is trying to and promised to try to rework the resolution into a shorter and more concise form, say a third shorter, and organized into clear sections, four or five main sections, which could be discussed by the convention one by one, which would incorporate the substance of the draft together with such amendments as the committee may propose to it on the basis of the discussion. That means that the evaluation of the present situation, worldwide and national, would be obviously point one. Secondly, the projection of the policy of anti-monopoly coalition, together with the subsidiary section dealing mainly with the question of our relationship to the trade union movement, would be the main substance of the second aspect of the question. Thirdly, that section of the resolution that deals with the question of the American road to socialism. The fourth section of the resolution that deals with the party probably will be dealt with by the convention in conjunction with the adoption of a constitution. In other words, those sections of the resolution that deal with the general line of policy will be debated one by one and adopted with whatever amendments the convention makes. Then the constitution will be thrown open for discussion, together with the resolution that deals with that question. And the convention will have to vote the constitution draft up or down with whatever amendments it makes to that. The final main order of business will be the election of a national committee as determined by the constitution adopted.
Election of a national committee?
Yeah.
Isn't proposed now.
It's proposed, there is a proposed procedure for the election of a national committee in the constitution. That it be elected in part by direct representation from the states and in part by election of members at large. That's the agenda of the convention as proposed. Obviously, that means that the convention isn't going to give detailed attention to all kinds of subsidiary questions and wouldn't have the time in the 3 days to do that. Solutions adopted on various specific and immediate questions that will be sandwiched into the order of business whenever they can be brought in.
What?
We don't have 3 days.
Okay.
I think that our state convention will have to operate on the basis of placing the general approach has to be that of placing the draft resolution for discussion and the question of whether or not we approve the policy of the resolution and if there are amendments that we want to submit to the National Convention. Secondly, of placing the Constitution for discussion and any amendments that we want to propose to the National Convention on the Constitution. I think those are the two main questions.
In the workers, and to go out with workers, copies of the workers here in the city, certainly shows that there's a growing interest in turning to the American people for leadership. I mean, it just comes home to you when you, for instance, you go and see, like we did this last trip, we saw eight farmers that we'd never talked to before, that I hadn't, and we got their subscriptions, and we didn't miss on a one, Carl. We got all eight. In other words, that's all we saw. We got eight new subs in this last trip, and those were the only new farmers that we had time to see. And certainly, I've experienced that before when I went out, you know. And I went out for a short period before deer season, you know. We saw 16 people. And we renewed, three of them were renewals, you know, for this summer. Then we got 11 out of the 13, we got new leaders. And I mean, actually, the farmer going along with me, I had to introduce himself when he got them, you know. They lived in the area, but he wasn't, actually had never met them before. I mean, it shows an interest in the party. Therefore, at this time, I think I'm expressing the views of this club. Well, I say that we feel now is the time for the party to build, and now is the time to grow, and I think our, what we collectively feel here, and I know what Jim has expressed, is now is the time for a stronger Marxist party, as you say, as far as the name is concerned, that's immaterial, but certainly we need a stronger communist party in the United States. I mean, experience shows that actually, if we are isolated from the people are certainly trying when you go out with a worker to break that isolation, aren't they? They're trying.
And workers being negative, I still think it's the best paper out.
Only, I agree with you, Jim, that I'd like to see it hit on the class struggle harder and come out on these things, and it needs more of the socialist content. The ways and the means towards socialism and examining of it. And it needs to hit harder, yes. But I mean, certainly you find it when you go out among the people certainly they're looking to the worker and to the Communist Party for some leadership in this time. That there would be questions, or there would be confusion, but I found a real clarity among the farmers, a rejection of the, for instance, of the Hungarian people coming over here. A couple of them said, well, if they're such patriots, what are they doing over here? See what I mean? And I found that there was, I expected that, and we brought along that sheet, you know, that the Freedom of the Press reprinted from Art Shields' article on the Hungarian situation. But I think we brought it out, but I don't think we even had to. I mean, it seemed very clear. I know wherever you go in the city, you hear the same thing. There's quite a protest. They must be getting a lot of protest on the with the shortage of jobs and the critical situation that the people feel here with the Hungarians coming over and, to take jobs and so forth.
So, even Khrushchev said this week that we should, that Stalin did more good things than he did bad, we should consider as good things. And there are far more numerous than there's a few bad things he did in the last couple of years of his life. The same thing with the Chinese Communist Party just got through saying. I think it's about time that we start thinking about Stalin a little bit. The last word hasn't been written on him. I think he was a ruthless humanist myself.
You have to read Anatoly Stalin's book.
I want to.
I'd like to read too.
How much is it?
Well, there's an argument. There's two articles in M&M this month. One for it and one against it. One by Du Bois defending it, and one by Mandel attacking it. Stalin's book.
The same effect. How much is it for sale?
$1.
Okay, wonderful.
nicht knie, o Frika, meld ihr das
What are they doing?
Well, they
just find them and they don't want to throw them away. Well, they skin rabbits and
Alex found seven there.
Alvin? No, he buys them, but Johnny found all except one. See,
he found them.
He's got a whole bunch of knives and he just spends money on anything Alvin does. That has three hatchets.
Where does he get it?
Alvin, oh, he works selling and driving his uncle's sheep in and everything. And he's got four calves that he's going to make some money on.
And the kids were trapping all last week, but Alex been catching
$40 a piece.
Oh, this boy Alvin catches raccoons and stuff.
The have a heart. You want to know why is it called a have a heart? And Alex said, because it's humane. It catches it out of the hole. It doesn't kill him.
What kind is it?
Well, then what do you do?
Box trap.
It's a have a heart.
I mean, it just goes in. You
it's
have
a box like a little kid.
And it goes in, yeah. And then it's
It triggers a door.
Oh, those kids!
Well, then what do you do with the rabbit after you get him in there? And he said, oh, you just take him by the legs and bash his head against the tree.
Well, that's
you catch him tenderly, and then you
well, maybe you want him to keep him as a pet. Of course, that's stupid, but
maybe you do. But these kids fried their rabbits.
They taste fried. Good. They taste like chicken.
Oh, they're delicious.
I was so glad that he didn't catch
them. Did they fry them out in the woods?
Well, if you want to, it's easy. We fry a lot of stuff. We're Boy Scouts, you know.
You try hard.
Me, Johnny, Alvin, about eight of us are Boy Scouts in one patrol.
Baby Bunting, why don't you go hunting and catch us with a rabbit skin?
We set the trap and everything.
I'll buy a rabbit every month.
Well, yeah,
so glad you didn't catch
how much?
I didn't
kill a
rabbit. You ever skin one? You have to skin them.
I never will. I could easy.
Well, Alex, those rabbits those people ate were domestic rabbits, weren't they? I mean, they...
Marshalls?
They were cottontails.
Listen, I saw Johnny catch it, bash it against a pole, skin it, clean it, fry it, and eat it.
He bashed it against the pole.
Yeah.
That would be a hard thing to do.
A brutal child.
No, her cleaning's hard.
Did he skin it? He skinned it, didn't he?
No, he had another kid. He didn't know how yet.
What'd they do?
They cut him. I don't know where they cut him. I think it's around the neck someplace and pull a thing off like a glove and all the head's already cut off. And then they just rip out the guts. It's all in one place, so it's easy.
Well, I'm not favoring rabbits, but I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, Chloe's against it. We would have been raising rabbits by
this
time.
Well, you did it with a chicken once.
You always said you hated rabbits. What do you mean raising them?
Well, I changed my mind a couple of years ago, but you never changed your mind.
I never had them in the first place, so I didn't have to change them.
Well, I think as long as people eat meat, that they shouldn't have any sentimentality about how you get it.
I don't mind other people doing it, but I just don't want to do it myself.
Well, I will. I don't care. I'll cook it, too.
No, but they had rabbits out in Seattle when he went out and he said that they were so ugly and everything.
Oh, the rabbits they have now at the fair are fabulous. All different kinds. They're really beautiful.
I saw a rabbit at Grant's this big and real fat old thing.
Oh,
not
and they make
big,
so they don't, you know, they don't move around so that they're all...
Well, that Swedish scientist found something to give to them that makes them 5 foot tall.
Rabbit?
Well, 3 foot tall.
Well, yeah, one of those rabbits beat me up and wrecked my box trap.
Did you ever eat squirrels?
No, I didn't.
I heard squirrels, I did too. We had squirrels for Thanksgiving dinner with him and we didn't have anything else.
That's when we used to eat them down in Oklahoma when you didn't have any meat. That's all you had.
And there was a neighbor on the right who was an Indian woman, and she had squirrels, and she gave them to us, and we cooked them for
Thanksgiving. Seemed to me that those gray squirrels grease seeds were bigger.
Maybe they were. Yeah, they were. I don't know. They tasted oxygen.
I think they were, because now the red squirrels are dominating them. You know what the red squirrels do to the gray squirrels?
No.
They castrate the males.
What?
How do they do that?
They bite them.
They do?
Yeah. Then they breed the females, and so that we're getting a smaller squirrel. The red squirrels.
I saw them selling them in New York. Really?
Yeah. The red squirrels are.
They're smaller than
they're
the
smaller,
other.
But they're more pugnacious and stronger.
I saw a red squirrel the other day up there on the bluff, you know, and that was true. He was half the size of the gray squirrel, and he was just terrorizing him.
We have squirrels in our attic and have had for about 10 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We don't start
every fall. They come in.
They do a lot of damage.
Yours sounds like a little kid instead of a great big.
Well, I thought it sounded good, and then it sounds like.
Help, 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 help!
This is W. Kyle Broadcasting, Denver Don speaking.
Denver Don. Go ahead and have. Are you looking for records? Who carved that East West Hanging was best on the entire place?
I don't know, it was here. We talked for many years. It was hands and
stuff. Hams?
You thought it was fun?
Ham. Schmitz breath. You're a coyote.
You dropped the vodka.
You dropped your what?
Woman, you dropped the vodka.
Was the top on it?
Yes.
Did it break?
No.
Intact. No, no, please don't kill me! Bam, bam!
Yeah, I'm getting such a library here.
Yeah, okay, turn that off, Dave. And let's play it on record.
Here's the movie.
Do you have any idea that he can ruin?
Okay, she's on record.
No, not much. He can, you could, erase something.
Start yapping, it's on record.
Well, I mean, when they're monkey good.
They
can understand it better than I do. It's still a record.
Who can?
You.
I can?
We used to have one in our two in the office.
This is one thing that we shouldn't let it be too close.
Now I'm going to look at this house.
No, we used to have it in the office for years and for vacation. But the girls didn't like them very well. That's why I knew they could erase them, because they used them. But the others, then they just used them all the morning.
The thing is, I have to do now, I have a lot of tapes that have everything on.